testing with a binomial distribution. Binomial proportions with small sample. Let's have a look at a new example problem. The null hypothesis reads, engineering students have 30% probability of failing on the elective maths module. The test, the hypothesis test, can be similar to previous tests for binomial proportions. We check n students from the database at random. We count the number of failures x. X will be a binomially distributed variable with n trials and a binomial proportion pi, which is 30% in the null hypothesis. And this x can be used as a test statistic. But now, in this case, we suppose that n is relatively small. And that means that we cannot use the normal approximation. We can also note that the proportion of 30% is very large compared to the error rates we have considered before, which were 10 to the minus 9, maybe 10 to the minus 6. This is important. If you are considering very small binomial proportions, you need very large samples to say anything useful at all. So when we are going to exemplify a test with a small n, we also need a proportion which is not too far from 1/2. So that's why I've used an example here with 30% probability rather than 10 to the minus 9 or 10 to the minus 6. When we cannot use the normal distribution, we can use the exact binomial distribution instead. The distribution function is given here for a stochastic variable x, which is binomially distributed with n and pi. To measure the size of the tails and the PDF plot, which we use for the hypothesis testing, we use the cumulative distribution function, which means the probability that x is at most equal to small x. And of course, that probability is the same as 1 minus the probability of capital X being larger than small x. To find both the PDF and the CDF, we can use probability tables for the binomial distribution, or MATLAB or another software tool if you have a computer at hand.
This is the plot of the probability distribution function of the binomial distribution according to the null hypothesis. So if the null hypothesis is true, the test statistic X has this distribution, and we can see the proportion 30% here in the plot is the peak of all the curves. We have plotted here for 5, 10, 15 and 20 trials. You can see the sharp edges corners on the graph. That is because the binomial distribution is discrete. It's not continuous. So strictly speaking, the PDF is only defined on the points where x has an integer value. X can never take a fractional value. But the principle for the hypothesis testing is the same as it would be with a continuous distribution. So now let's have a look at the hypothesis test. So we can see if the null hypothesis is true, we should expect something close to the mean. If we are in the thin tail here, then the null hypothesis is not plausible. And now we should note that when the hypothesized proportion is less than 1/2, the tail close to zero, the left-hand tail, is going to be very thick unless we have many trials. So with n equals 5, the red curve here, this is extremely thick. And we can't really do any tests. We can't really reject the null hypothesis ever if we observe small values of x. So if the alternative hypothesis is that the mean is less than 30%, then we can't really do the test with a small value of n. But if the alternative hypothesis is that the true proportion is greater than 30%, then we can reject if we are in the thin tail on the right. So what we can do here, we make an observation, we get a lowercase x, so we call it x obs. We observe x obs here. It is a certain point on the x-axis, maybe here. So we draw a line there and we measure the area of the tail to the right of x obs. So in this case we have mu in the middle, we have x obs to the right, and we measure the tail on the far right. So let's move on and summarize what we just said. Calculating the p-value. Let's take the one-sided case first. That's fairly straightforward. If the alternative hypothesis says that pi is greater than some hypothesis value, pi naught, then we take the p-value to be the probability of the binomial distributed variable x being larger or equal to the observed value. If the alternative value says smaller than pi naught, then we take the probability of the stochastic variable being smaller than or equal to the observed value, and that's the p-value. So in this case, for the binomial distribution, it's much, much easier to do the test via p-value than using critical values, because the formula for the p-value is so simple. The two-sided case is a little bit tricky because the distribution is asymmetric. The normal distribution is symmetric, and that makes the two-sided case very easy. Now we have an asymmetric curve for the PDF, and then we need to think. And it actually depends on whether the observed value is to the right or to the left of the mean. So, if this was the curve, you have the hypothesized value here. Sorry, let's call it pi naught. We make an observation here. In that case, we measure this tail. That's the probability of capital X being greater than or equal to X obs. And we take that and multiply it by 2. To get the p-value. If, however, we make an observation on the right, say here, make an observation to the left of pi naught, then we need to take the tail as well on the left. The tail that we measure cannot cross pi naught. So we take this area, again, we multiply by 2, to get the p-value. So these two cases, making an observation to the right of the mean or to the left of the mean, has to be treated separately when you calculate the p-value. Finally, let's summarize. We have considered the hypothesis test with a binomial distribution. The null hypothesis says that pi equals to pi naught. If the sample is small, we have to use the exact binomial distribution with the probability distribution function given here. And the test proceeds by calculating p-values, and we have to treat different cases separately. If the alternative hypothesis says that pi is greater than pi naught, we calculate the p-value as the size of the right-hand tail beyond the observed value. If the alternative hypothesis says smaller than pi naught, we calculate the tail on the left. If the alternative hypothesis says pi is not equal to pi naught, then we need to measure the tail away from the hypothesized value, that is the smaller tail, and multiply that by 2. And that will give us the p-value here. Thank you.